Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago take today on what happened just to our north in Milwaukee, the Republican candidates debate. Kelly Meyer was there, Washington correspondent for News Nation. Are you still in Milwaukee this morning, Kelly? Good morning.
I am. Good morning. We're not too far away from you.
Yeah, come on down. Let's get some pizza or whatever it is.
Yes, please. I would love some pizza after the day we had here yesterday. Oh, my goodness. The debate was, 2 hours long. We were inside the filing room and caught up in the spin room afterwards. So there was a lot of headlines coming out of there.
What are some of the headlines? What is News Nation saying today?
So, I think, I just talked with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis when we were in Iowa for the Iowa State Fair, and he was saying that he was preparing for the onslaught of attacks from his Republican rivals on the debate stage. He's, the next front runner in line with former President Trump, not on stage last night, but it was Vivek Ramaswamy that was getting the brunt of the attacks, really from former Vice President Mike Pence, which was a surprise to some, basically going over DeSantis, who was separating Ramaswamy and Pence, and attacking Ramaswamy on everything from Ukraine funding to his political resume or lack thereof, according to Pence, calling him a rookie. Chris Christie got in on that and hit at Ramaswamy as well, and Nikki Haley. A lot of them going after him for his stance on Ukraine funding specifically was a lot that we were talking about, because that is something I've heard from voters that they are wondering how the presidential candidate will deal with both Ukraine and China.
I got a couple of sound bites from that. Former Vice President Mike Pence did say those. If you ask me, I would say that two of the people that maybe established themselves are Ramaswamy, because he's Ramaswamy, and also Mike Pence, it seemed to me, scored some points. And to that point,
yeah. Joe Biden has weakened this country at home and abroad. Now is not the time for on-the-job training. We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience.
It is true that Ramaswamy has no political experience, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. And he is 38 years old. He was the youngest person on that stage. He's the youngest person running for the Republican nomination ever. But to him, he tried to spin it as though it's a good thing for him. He kept going on stage last night saying and hitting at the others for being political or, being politicians, for saying that, he will come up there with a new life into this. He comes up there with a new outlook on things. And he also was hitting at people like DeSantis, saying that they are being pulled by the strings of their super PACs and money. And he's saying that he's coming out there and using his own voice, saying what he wants to say and standing up for what he believes. And so he tried to spin it as though, even though he's a newcomer and political novice, that's a good thing. And that is interesting, because that is something that we heard very similar from former President Trump in 2016 when he ran.
Yeah. Or for that matter, when Barack Obama ran. A colleague of mine, when we recorded a podcast yesterday, Anna DeVlantis, who, among other things, does investigative reporting for us, we were previewing the debate, and she said that Ramaswamy in some ways reminds her of Barack Obama. And I thought, how does that work? Because they could not be more ideologically different. But she said both are these fresh new faces and voices. Granted, Obama was a U.S. senator when he ran for president, but a lot of folks didn't know him, particularly when he first spoke maybe on a national stage at the Democratic National Convention. And he goes, who's this guy with the funny name? About that, mm-hmm. Chris Christie had something to say last night.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here, was Barack Obama. And I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing in stage tonight.
Kelly. Mm-hmm. The former governor of New Jersey is the one who is punching back at Trump the hardest. Did he score points last night, Chris Christie?
He did get some cheers and some boos from the audience when he did push back. about former President Trump. I mean, he and Asa Hutchinson were really the only ones last night that didn't raise their hands when it came to whether or not they were going to support former President Trump if he won the nomination, and if they would support him if he was the nominee and if he were convicted as well. Six out of the eight candidates said that they would continue to support Trump. Christie was one of those that said he wouldn't. He also came to the defense of former Vice President Mike Pence when they were asked across the board if they thought that he did the right thing by certifying the results of the 2020 election, something that former President Trump was discouraging him from on January 6th. And Christie was defending him, who Pence was right next to him, for quite a bit there, standing by his side and defending him. So that was another interesting moment as well.
Which candidate would you say parallels most closely Donald Trump's answers to questions or policy? Who mirrors himself most like the former president?
Probably, you see a little bit with DeSantis, but in some ways he's going a little further in some areas than Trump. But I keep seeing similarities from Ramaswamy with Trump, just in terms of kind of how he presents himself. He's trying to, stand out as a different kind of option. And I felt like covering 2016 back then, he was the one that stood out in that kind of way as well. So I just see similarities there between them.
That's interesting. Ron DeSantis, as much as he is, quote unquote, still the number two candidate, none have fallen further. And it seems to me like whatever number two means, he does not seem to be not only not the likely nominee of the Republican Party, but not a choice for Donald Trump as a running mate. And if for some reason Donald Trump was unavailable because he was convicted or something else, I can't imagine. But I don't see the reshuffling of the deck putting DeSantis on top. You see what I'm saying? I just don't see him as a number two.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the voters are starting to see that. You know, a lot of people have been talking about former President Trump first and then Florida Governor Ron DeSantis second. That's been what we've been hearing the last several months. But I think now that DeSantis has actually jumped into the race over the last several weeks and candidates are beginning to hear from him, he has dropped in the polls because people are saying, this is from voters' mouth to me, that he is stiff, that he is not resonating with voters, that he's robotic, and that he just doesn't have that it factor that they're looking for in a politician. So now people who thought they would like DeSantis, who was their second choice, they're beginning to rethink that. And I think that's why the debate last night was so important, because they got to know the other candidates. Some have been impressed by Ramaswamy or Nikki Haley or Tim Scott. But the debate last night gave them the chance to hear from them, especially with Trump not being on stage. I think if he was, he would have gotten a lot more attention, a lot more of the attacks, especially with everything that's happening even today with his indictment. So I think it gave the others a chance to kind of have their voices heard and see where it goes, because it really still is anyone's game. But what is interesting is that same spot, 11 months from now, the nominee is going to be returning to for the convention. And right now, I just can't guess who it's going to be.
This is Ron DeSantis from last night.
As your president, I will never let the deep state bureaucrats lock you down. You don't take somebody like Fauci and coddle him. You bring Fauci in, you sit him down, and you say, Anthony, you are fired.
One last note from you, though, Kelly. You just now said it's anybody's guess who the nominee will be. It is anybody's guess, if I heard you correctly, in the event something unforeseen happens about Donald Trump. He gets convicted or he drops out. I mean, it's clearly Donald Trump's nomination to lose, right?
He still has a ton of support. It's a question I've been going out and asking because I covered him in 2016, now covering him in 2024. I've been asking candidates, is the support still there? Is it the same? And they all say it's there. If anything, it's stronger. So he obviously is still running high on the supply of support he's getting from across the country. But like you said, will the investigations, will what happens over the next year, who knows how this is going to play out, affect him? But he can still run for president. The other candidates are saying they would still support him if he was convicted. He could very well be the nominee next summer. But from others, we just caught up with South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman, who's supporting Nikki Haley, former U.N. ambassador and South Carolina governor. he says that it's not 2016 anymore. And I do think that is the other side of the coin, because it isn't. And a lot has changed since 2016. And that could be the wild card factor here that might bring you to someone like Ramaswamy or DeSantis or Nikki Haley.
Kelly Meyer is the Washington correspondent at News Nation. I'm glad you were there. I'm glad you're with us this morning here. Thanks for saying hi, Kelly.
Thank you so much.